Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. Exciting, Rodney, because we are getting closer. You know, it for some, this will never end, but at least for our listeners and for people in Los Angeles, and I think people overall in the country, the return of sports will indicate some sort of new normalcy. It will get people starting thinking differently. And, Rodney, it's just around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, every day we haven't... You know, normally here in, you know, last few months, it's been good news one day, setbacks. But this momentum of reopening facilities for sports teams to go practice and resume, you know, their activities, it's been steady growing until the date it happens. And that's encouraging. Every day we're hearing good news, news about possible plans with all the different leagues and what they're up to. I mean, we just heard from the Pac-12. Saying they're opening officially as a conference, and so it's good news, sunny skies ahead, Fred. I mean, it feels good that we're on the right direction, on right track.
So let's look at now the four major leagues. You have the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the National Football League. So the NFL has time on its hands, as does college football, because they're not going to get started till August, September.
Unless you're Michigan,
then you have no time on your hands.
Yeah, you just make announcements.
Yeah, you just announce that if the students aren't back, we're not coming back. But now, for example, the Pac-12. Okay, we're going to try to move forward. Could you imagine if Michigan was in the Pac-12 and this guy comes out and says that? That's why everybody should just simmer down here and try to figure things out. But the four major sports, hockey, basketball, baseball, football. Football gets a pass because they've got time. And we'll see how things shake out in the process. So now we have the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. Who's done the best job? Who's done the best job of navigating all of this as we get ready to reopen everything? Okay, well, go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm sure you're going to say the NBA. And the NBA is, first of all, they have the best commissioner in all of sports. Also, they have the best partnership with the players in all of sports. You hear scenarios, but you don't hear like really bad type of leaks or anything like that. Whereas in baseball every day there's leaks and we're not going to do this. And it feels contentious with MLB, but I think NBA is handling it the best so far.
Okay. Well, they do have the best relationship. I agree with that. And baseball has the most contentious relationship. That's true too. The NFL, there's no relationship. I mean, it's basically, right. Here's boss and you work.
Yeah.
There's no relationship in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's the boss and the employees. And then you have the NHL. Now, granted, we have not covered the NHL a lot. The Kings and Ducks are both out of it. There was no reason for us to talk about it. It really doesn't score well in Los Angeles. But, given that we haven't really observed it, and I'm sure in Canada they might have a very different view of all of this, I think the National Hockey League has done the best job of navigating all of this.
You just like their tournament formula that they came up with just recently.
Oh, yeah, I do like the tournament formula. I love that. I love it. And I also love that L.A. might be one of the hub cities. Love that as well.
Yeah, all but seven teams. Just go at it.
Let's start. Let's go to work. I like that concept. But we didn't hear a lot of all of the alternative plans. Now, maybe that's because we're here and we don't really pay attention to it. Or maybe they did a pretty good job of trying to figure it out. Play their cards properly, and then come out and say, we've got the go. The players are in, we're in, this is what we're doing, and we get started. I think they've handled it very, very well. Not a lot of leaks. They've got it. First ones out of the blocks, and they said, this is how we're doing it. Give them a lot of credit. Okay, now you have the NBA. I think the NBA has handled this pretty well. there's more interest in the NBA in this country than the National Hockey League. So you're going to find leaks and you're going to hear stuff. And there's this incredible thirst for information. Okay, but they've done a very good job. And we also know that the NBA partners with the players and they're all in it together. In hockey, those players said, we want to play. In the NBA, when Chris Paul comes out and says, we want to play, LeBron James says, we want to play, everybody falls in line. We want to play. So that has moved well. Again, football, it's a very different animal. Kind of, and you did it, and I don't mean it to sound harsh, but in football, the way the relationship works is the players do what they're told. They don't really, the union isn't as strong.
Right. It's about the shield in baseball, I mean in football, you know. NBA, is they celebrate the individual players, it highlights the individual players. Baseball's got a tremendous union. Football, you know, it's about the NFL shield more so than anything else, the brand more than anything else, not so much about the player. So there's not that player union or player management relationship there is in the other sports.
So in the minds of fans, though, they know the hockey guys want to play. They know the NBA players want to play. They know the NFL players want to play. We know that, and we're seeing this is unprecedented. Everybody is coming up with a plan to restart or continue at the exact same time. So everybody is coming up with a plan, and you're just observing the differences in all the leagues. And that gets you to baseball. At a time where the NBA said, we're going, let's get this figured out. The NHL said, we're going, let's get it figured out. Football, we're ready to go. We'll play right now. Let's get it figured out. The only sport where people have not said, let's get going, let's get it done, is baseball. Baseball, there has to be a negotiation. Who's getting paid what? Where are we going to play?
Whoa, Fred. Now you're painting baseball with a bad brush and you're being unfair because there's negotiations in all sports. There's negotiation in basketball, how they're going to get paid throughout the playoffs or the rest of the season. You know, we just talked about that yesterday about, you know, the benefits of playing the season out and how that impacts salaries and things of that nature, guys still earning paychecks. So to suggest that baseball has, you know, oh, it's the only sport that has to go through negotiations. That's false, Fred. That's just false.
You don't think there's a distinct difference between what we're hearing about hockey, the NBA, and the NFL, and Major League Baseball?
No, there is. But you said, you know, and now we come to baseball. Now there has to be negotiations. They have to negotiate everything. Like basketball and hockey didn't negotiate anything. They didn't go through any negotiations. To come to this situation, basketball still going through negotiation, figure out if they're going to do Orlando or not.
But the point is the players are in.
And again, the players in baseball are in. How many times have you heard them say, we want to play? Justin Turner, we want to play. Kershaw said he wants to play, but now we're going to be quarantined from his family for 3 months, 4 months. They all say they want to play, but the conditions have to be right.
Understood.
That's two different things.
I understand. But in the minds of the fans, they're hearing, let's go baseball, let's go hockey. Football, fine. Let's go basketball, hockey, and football. Baseball, no, this is going to take some time now. This is going to take time. The owners are trying to screw the players. Again, they come back with a proposal that nobody would sign off on. So what are they doing? And the players sit there, and now they have to defend themselves. So they don't look great in this either. I'm just telling you, Rodney, they don't. And maybe it's the tone of the negotiation.
No, it doesn't look good, Fred, but to suggest that the players don't want to play is false.
Well, no, they want to play under the right circumstances.
So do the NBA players. So do the NFL players. I mean, the players union, the NFL, just came back. I know the facilities may be open, but we're not okaying the players to come back yet. You know, so the players want to play. Any player in any sport right now wants to be under the right condition. That's why they're negotiating how they do the basketball playoffs. If it's one place in quarantine, who gets to go, who gets to come. That is a negotiation. Players want to have their safety, for sure.
It's contentious. Baseball and their owners are contentious.
No doubt.
And this is the wrong time for that, Rodney. This is the wrong time for that. This is a time where people want hope. This is a time where people want things to start, restart. This is a time they want to smile. This is not the time for this.
I agree. And it feels like from what we're dealing with that they're arguing over petty things, right? Things that they could just work out. The problem is a lot of times, because if it is contingent and they're all not like the NBA, that whether it be ownership, management will use an opportunity like this to implement a change that will last more than this year. You know, it's kind of like when a congressman tries to write a bill. Yeah, I'll pass that bill, but you got to throw in this, and this, and then we'll pass that bill for you. So that's the thing that the players are trying to guard against, is that, okay, is this a one-time situation, or is this something that you're going to try to implement that we abide by for 10 years?
Well, nobody wants baseball back more than I do. I mean, and I've said that. I've said it on this show. I want baseball. If only one could start, I want baseball. So I've said that. So I'm a fan of the game. But, you know, there comes a point in time where if you're an owner of a baseball team, you've got to have a better relationship with your players. And the players have to trust the owners. This is not the time, as a chip in negotiating, to say we've got a great plan. This is not the time for this. Anybody that makes a lot of money, give some back. If you don't make a lot of money, keep it. Now, that's really kind of the way society is working right now. We're going to ask you to take a cut so we don't have to furlough other people. I get all of that. But this is not the right time for that. This is the time to say, look, let's come together on this. Let's work together. Let's come up with the plan. Let's stop worrying about it. 3 more days of we're not taking that deal. And 3 more days of, man, we're ready to go.
That's easy to say, Fred, but I think from the player standpoint, they feel like, which I do too, like the owners have been leaking a lot of this stuff to position themselves to make it fall on the players whether or not they come back and play or not. And I think it's – so that made the relationship, I think, even more contentious when that started to happening. And, you know, after they signed the agreement in March, and then they – you know, it leaks that they want to do a revenue share and all those. So the players got to react to it. And then the league goes, we're just trying to get baseball back, but they don't want to agree to some of the things that has to be done this year. And so they've kind of positioned themselves that way. And I see how the players and the union are, you know, it's not a great relationship.
Well, maybe the owners need to also do a little better job of taking care of their business. I mean, they're painting – the way they're doing it, although this latest proposal was so idiotic, they took a hit here. They've been trying to paint the players into a position that they don't want to take the deal. That's what they've been trying to do. And actually, Rodney, we can disagree on this. I think in a public setting, I think public perception, given the timing of all of this and what's happening and people want it to come back, I think they were doing a pretty good job, right or wrong.
What do you mean, the owners?
Of trying to portray that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would, without a doubt. But, you know, and then you got a couple players. Like, what's the pitcher from Tampa Bay?
Blake Snell.
Yes. Who come out like that. So, they fell right into what their trap was. But you're absolutely right. They were winning that battle in public opinion that they were trying to come back more so than the players.
Okay. Then they come back with this thing yesterday, the owners. And I think that was a major hit for them. But what it is for fans overall, what it is for fans is, I don't care. What it is for fans right now, what it is for the public, get it together. That's what it is. At a time where baseball could make its mark, at a time where baseball could step forward, we know the game is trying to grow. We know the game is trying to increase its young fan base. We know all of that. We know that there are people that suggest you got to tweak things here or there to keep it more modern. We know that too. And at a time where there is an opportunity to do just that, right now, jump out ahead, be the leader. Be the leader. Don't be the third of the 4 major league sports to say, well, okay, well, we think we got to figure it out. Can you imagine if baseball had been the first ones to say, we've got it. We've figured it out. We've worked it out. The owners have worked it out. The players have worked it out.
No one's worked it out yet, Fred.
Hockey's worked it out. They're ready to go. And the NBA will be ready to go next week.
Where are they playing?
That's the only question. The point is,
so they didn't work it out. They haven't really worked it out.
No, the point is they're ready. They're ready. Pick 2 sites and they're gone. They're starting. We know what the format is.
But that's the negotiation.
Well, that's not what the players, what cities are going to play in. That's up to the league to decide. Who cares?
So the players have no say-so?
No. They've decided they're going to be in two hubs. We'll put you here or there. That's it. With baseball, they could lead the way right
yet.
Now.
They're not up and running yet.
But we know they will be. It's done. It's done. Basketball will be done.
Definition is done is actually done.
Okay, things. Do you think basketball will be wrapped up next week? I think so. I say
do
yes.
You?
Yeah.
I think that they need to do will be wrapped up.
By the end of next week, I think the plan will be in place. I think we'll know what they're going to do. They have that Board of Governors call on Friday. I think then they'll take a couple of days and boom. Next week, we will know what the NBA is going to do. I believe that to be true. And at that point, I'll say that's done. By the end of next week, are we going to know what baseball's going to do? Or are the owners still going to say, you have to give me back some money? Everybody else is past the give me some money part. We're all past that. They've already dealt with that. The NHL's dealt with it. The NBA's dealt with it. However, they've worked it out.
So the NBA's past the money part? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's what it's going to be.
They don't know what it's going to be because they don't know if they're going to finish the season or not.
Yeah, but we know that. The plan will be.
And we don't know if certain players will play.
In the NBA?
Or teams will play.
In the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Who's not going to play?
Damian Lillard's not going to play.
Well, he shouldn't. They're not in the playoffs. I agree.
So we ain't worked out the money yet.
The money's simple. You play, you get paid. You don't play, you don't get paid.
And the playoff money, all that's the same.
Well, they'll figure that out.
So that's not a negotiation.
That's nothing. That's 5 minutes.
Okay.
Because they're partners. Because they will get that worked out.
But you just said they have all the money. They're not talking about the money. The money's all worked out.
Right. The money's worked out. It's all fine. Everybody's ready. You're not going to derail me from my point, Rodney. You're not.
I've read.
You know, don't split hairs about stuff. You're not. I don't care. Baseball looks bad right now, and I don't like it, Rodney. I want baseball to start.
Your definition of done is gray.
Right. Well, then what color is baseball? It's not even gray. I'm just saying. Wouldn't you rather have this? Let's go. Stop all this stuff. Get it done. No one cares. No one. People have lost their jobs.
Except for the people directly involved.
Well, they
care.
They care. But there's more of the other people than those people. People want their sports back, Rodney. And listening to you, you're denying them. This is on you.
So, yeah. They don't want to even let me spit, Fred, in baseball. That's un-American.
Right. What, are you a communist, Rodney?
They won't even let me spit, Fred. I shouldn't fight that one.
Yeah, you got a point.
Weekdays at noon. Fred Rogan and Rodney P. After the Herd.
And on the iHeart Radio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
All right, seriously. Who do you think's doing the best job of getting things back in business here? And who's struggling? Am I completely insane about this? Have I lost my mind with this baseball take? 866-987-2570.
Hogan and Rodney.
Rodney Peace.
An athlete.
Rodney Peace.
A father.
Rodney Peace.
An LA icon.
Rodney Peace.
And this guy.
Fred Rogan. AM 570 LA Sports.
Uh-oh, the game in trouble. Started out smiling, they paying me double. Yeah, you can drip chip, baby. Like
Freddie, Rodney Peace, Fred Rogan. On a hump day. It's Wednesday. Hump day. Feels good. We're going in the right direction, Fred.
Sure does.
It really does. Feels like it's going to be a pretty good summer. Pretty good summer.
Yeah, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
By the way, 12:45 today. Let's do it at 12:45. How about a little who dis?
Who dis? Who wants some?
Who's going to get some? First caller in, when we get ready for who dis, you'll play against Rodney and you'll play against Ronnie. And, Rodney, I think Vic's coming back at 2 o'clock with a haiku.
Ooh, we got a special appearance by the man.
Yeah, well, you threatened him yesterday. You said, we'll read his haiku.
Yeah, and Adam read it.
Yeah, and that brought Vic out of his sick bed, ready to go.
Damn right.
Okay. Who knew? All right, who looks bad here? Who looks bad if you're a fan? The NBA, the NHL, baseball, the NFL. Who looks bad because we're getting closer to playing? Let's go Mitch in New Jersey. Go ahead.
What's happening, guys?
All
I agree
good,
with
Mitch.
You, Fred, for once. Good. I'm glad. Hope you guys have been safe. Rodney, thanks for all you do here with the charity. I'm sure Fred chips in too at times.
Thanks, Mitch.
I think Betts was looking the best, even hockey. They got seen having one place with a mask. But baseball, I mean, they're playing in Korea that they're making them look bad. And baseball should think about their minor leaguers. I guess most minor leaguers are going to have to skip a season.
Yep.
And pitches on their development. I was looking forward to seeing J.D. Peters and even the other minor league. He's having a great spring, which seems like months and seems like months ago we had spring training.
Yeah,
that's what it's holding up. Baseball, they should play for pro bono for free, and they'll still have their heads over there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if you play pro bono, Mitch. Thanks for the call. No, I don't think you play pro bono. I just don't think you roll out the ball and guys show up. I mean, you got to be compensated. It's your job, but it just from an optics standpoint. And the way it's being managed, to me, baseball does not look good right now. Let's go Miko and Compton. What? Oh, God, Miko, what?
Miko!
Hey, what's going on with it, Fred? Yeah, it's the Clubber Lane of who this. You running from me, Rodney Pete?
Nah, I want some.
I'm the
that
Clubber Lane of who this. You know what I'm saying? You, Rodney Pete, Miko? You Rodney Balboa.
Miko, and
Fred,
don't you get cocky.
Fred Rogers,
don't you,
Apollo
don't
Creed.
Don't you get cocky, Miko. I know you got one. You got one over on me last time, but don't you dare get cocky, Miko.
You running from me. You running from me, Rodney Rodney Balboa. You running from Clubber Lane. Show you who a real champion
yeah.
is.
And what happened that second time around with Rocky and Clubber Lane? See?
Hey,
I'm coming
hey,
for
no,
you.
No, this is the real Clubber Lane. That was Hollywood. That was Hollywood, Rodney Balboa. Rodney Balboa, Pete. You sitting there with Apollo Creed, Rogan. And Kevin Figures is Thunderlip.
Miko, what do you want?
Miko, my man.
Hey, Fred, okay, you're with your fiance. You're going to dinner. You're in love. She got the dress. She got the caterer. And then you got to bring up the prenup. And she tell you, this ain't no time to bring up the prenup. I'm getting the dress, the cater, we in love. You got to bring up the legality. Yeah, the players want to play, the owners want to, but you got to handle the business first. You just don't throw them out there and say, like, this is pro bono, or y'all just play for whatever. We'll draw it up on a napkin as we go.
Miko.
No, they got a union, Fred. They Miko. Got a union, Dean Rogan. You're in rare form this week, Dean Rogan.
I'm the Dean.
Miko, listen to me. That analogy about a fiance and a prenup might have been, with all due respect, the worst analogy you've ever used in this situation.
Hey, Dean Rogan.
What?
Let me tell you something, Dean Rogan.
What?
One of your insults is worth the average guy is worth three of the average guy's compliment.
I'm the Dean.
I'll take one of your insults over five guys. Insults any day over their compliments. I'll take one of your insults over five other guys' compliments.
Do you think I insulted you, Miko? Do you think I insulted you?
It was
you
like
said
a
it,
compliment.
You said it was the worst game. Analogy ever.
That wasn't an insult. That was a statement of fact.
No, what you're saying is just let
Dean.
Them go out there and play. That's not going to make
Miko,
it, Dean.
I didn't say that. I never said just go out there and play.
Yeah. But you are, Fred. Thanks for the call, Miko. We appreciate it, man. All love.
All right, now, y'all.
All right.
But we you did say that all the other sports are just, let's just go play. Like, there's no negotiation with the other sports and the players. Like, there's nothing going on. They just go, they're just going to go play. No, they also had negotiations. It just so happens that baseball's out in the forefront, and I think the problem is it's because of the ownership that has put it out there and made this a public negotiation.
You know what, Rodney?
Sir?
I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Let's just play Who Dis.
Rogan and Rodney Roulette.
Who is this guy? This is who I am.
Who is this guy?
Who Dis?
We're moving Who Dis up, because that's enough of this for now. Don't miss Dodgers' Max Muncy tomorrow on Instagram Live at 5, hosted by David Vasse. Brought to you by Premier Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Buena Park, reminding you they are in business and operating responsibly with a service and parts department. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Details at PremierCDJRBuenaPark.com. Felipe in L.A., you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Felipe. Come on now. Let's go, baby.
I'm undefeated versus you, so I'm good.
Ah, oh,
there
we
go. What in the world?
I like that.
You get these guys coming out of the woodwork on me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm losing my touch a little bit, Fred. This pandemic, I got to get out of it. I'm usually, I can't lose. I Never lost.
You've never lost?
Pandemic, Fred.
Never lost.
It's got me all cooped up, Fred.
Well, you know, but you can take solace in this before we get started here with Felipe. Ronnie will be in the game once again.
Good afternoon, so I won't, Fred and Ronnie.
Then I won't come in last.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be fine today. You can't lose today.
Never lost.
Here we go. Yell it out when you know it. Good luck to all. I made 9 NBA All-Star teams in my career.
9.
The number's 9.
Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol.
How about new?
James Worthy.
Nelson Young.
Kobe Bryant.
And it is no good.
Who is this guy?
Magic Johnson.
How about new?
Next clue. I was the NBA scoring champ in 1986.
Oh, damn.
Charles Barkley.
And it is no good.
Dominique Wilkins.
Michael Jordan.
Dominique Wilkins, Rodney.
Damn.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, pulled that one out.
That is a good pull.
Yeah. That was some years. Dominique had some big-time years in the 80s. You know, we're in the East. Couldn't get out of that beast of the East.
You tell me. We talk about the greatest players of all time. How about the most exciting players of all time? Yeah. Dominique Wilkins got to be right there.
He's right up top. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
You definitely have him up there with Dr. J comes in that conversation, too.
And you know what? Do not sleep on Connie Hawkins.
Oh.
Don't sleep Connie on the Hawks.
Don't sleep on the Hawk. He can probably palm 2 basketballs.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Right. With 1 finger.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I was the 10th overall pick in the 1994 NBA draft.
94. Eddie Jones.
Boom.
Whoa.
Wow, Felipe.
Felipe. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, first of all, Felipe, you didn't know that. You just guessed. Why did you guess Eddie Jones?
I guessed.
Why?
I remember he got drafted 2 years before Kobe.
Boom.
Solid. Very impressive. Hey, Ronnie's doing well, don't you think, Rodney?
Ronnie's fighting last.
You know, I'm still fighting for that one, you know, trying to stay true to my word.
Yeah, you only try to get 1 per game, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have
to. Set the bar. Way to set the bar high, Ronnie.
Hey, listen, I'm going up against Rodney Pete, and I'm going up against a guy in Felipe here who I think should go up against Miko in our All-Star edition of Who Dis.
Oh, that's right. You've been an advocate of the All-Star edition.
Absolutely. I think it'd be fun. I think to get the listeners involved, maybe they can go hang out with you and have a beer on a Sunday afternoon, Fred, at the Rogan Complex.
No, we're not doing that. Well, but I think it's a good idea.
Way to throw that out there, Ronnie. Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen.
But I get it.
You did everything but give Fred's address up on the radio.
I'm not going to answer the door.
All right, here's the next one. Come on. Let's go. Here we go again. I won the NFL Coach of the Year Award in 2002.
2002?
Yep.
John Fox.
Wait, who did you have, Felipe?
John Gruden.
How about new?
Rodney.
John Fox.
Nelson Young.
Ronnie.
Andy Reid?
Bill Callahan.
Wait a minute. What'd you say, Ronnie?
Andy Reid. Oh, you see, Fred, how dare you? How dare you? You weren't even listening, Fred. You just automatically assume.
Well, no, I thought
just like last time when you gave my answer to Rodney.
No, look, Ronnie. When I asked you, I thought I'd hear this.
What are you trying to imply, Fred?
I'm just saying that you don't really seem engaged. And by the way, why did you say Andy Reid?
Super Bowl coach. Super Bowl champion.
He wasn't.
Well, he wasn't, but he was this year. He's the first name that popped into my mind.
2002, he wasn't. John Gruden, like, that was a great guess, Felipe, because they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yep. That's what I thought, man.
Against the Raiders. It's cable. It's okay. It's cable.
We caught it. Don't worry about it, Felipe. All right, here's the next one. I played both baseball and basketball at Long Beach Poly in the 70s.
In in the 70s.
Oh, this is good now.
Daryl Strawberry.
Man, I'm from the 90s, man.
What's your Felipe?
Eric Davis.
What, can Felipe say something?
How about new?
What'd you say, Felipe?
I'm from the 90s. 70s is too long.
Bull crap. Come on.
60s, 70s.
Football, I mean basketball, baseball?
Yep.
Basketball.
Next clue.
Who is this guy?
Snoop.
And it is no good.
I won the NL batting title 8 times in my career.
Gwynn.
Boom. Tony Gwynn.
Oh, man, oh, man. I wasn't even thinking basketball when I think Tony Gwynn.
You know what, Felipe? Don't give us this excuse. You're from the 90s because you knew that.
Yeah. Felipe?
Well, once you said 8-time batting champion, I'm like, okay, Tony Gwynn.
All right. Here comes the next one. I won the MLB Comeback Player of the Year Award and a World Series title in 2018.
2018.
What's his
face?
From
Boston.
That guy.
Who?
J.D.
Martinez?
How about you? Nelson,
you!
Chris Sale.
It is no good.
No.
Oh. We don't have enough time.
Next clue.
All right, next clue.
Oh, wait. Oh.
No. Yeah. You want to try?
No.
How about new? All right. Next clue. Somebody's going to get it here. Everybody get ready. Ronnie won't get it. Everybody else get ready.
Why? Because I've already got my one?
Yeah, you're done.
You might as well. J.D. Martinez.
No, it's not J.D. Martinez.
How about you?
I already said that.
All right.
David Price.
Oh, Ronnie. Rodney.
Yeah, I was trying to give it to Ronnie.
Thank you, Fred. Feel a little bad, eh?
There you go,
yeah,
Rodney. That was
David
good.
Price.
That was good.
So he's one of those guys.
Here's where we're at right now. Okay, well, it pretty much came down to this. Rodney and Felipe are tied. Ronnie, you're not exactly dead yet. You're not dead.
Oh, great.
If you get it, it'll be a 3-way tie.
No.
If you don't... Here we go. Good luck to all. I was the first overall pick in the 1993 NFL Draft.
Lawrence Taylor.
Who do you got, Felipe?
Lawrence Taylor.
Not close. Nope.
No, senor!
93.
Check that. Kevin, I don't need to be yelled at. I'm going to rephrase the question. There was a mistake. Scrap what you said.
I'm playing this under protest.
Yeah.
You know what? Here it is. I was the first overall pick in the 1983 NFL Draft.
Oh, wow. John Elway.
That's it, Rodney. That's it.
How'd you get 93? That was a 10-year gap, Fred.
Well, the lights aren't working in here.
I'm looking at you, and the lights are on.
There's a glare.
I love to protest this because Fred screwed me.
What? How did I screw you, Felipe?
Because he said 93, and I'm over here thinking of 93 and not
right.
83. Protest. This doesn't count.
Okay. All right, Rodney. Well, he's playing under protest today.
All right, yeah. Quiet as kept, Felipe. Yeah, I heard the same thing, but I adjusted. You got to adjust, man. You got to adjust to Fred.
That's true.
All right. Felipe, we appreciate you listening as always.
Thank you. Have a good one, you guys. Fight on, baby.
Right on.
AM 570.
And Rodney. AM 570 LA Sports.
All right, we think David Bassett is going to jump on here next and give us the latest in the baseball negotiation.
And now another Rogan and Rodney.
Oh, yeah!
Afternoon Delight.
Today's Afternoon Delight is Rain On Me by Lady Gaga. arriving on the heels of lead single Stupid Love, Rain On Me serves as the second preview off Gaga's long-awaited sixth studio album, which is set to be released May 29th after being pushed back due to the coronavirus pandemic. The song features pop star Ariana Grande, who had been very persistent in trying to collaborate with Gaga over the last few years. For Grande, this is the second major collab of the month following her number one hit with Justin Bieber, Stuck With You. Again, today's Afternoon Delight is Rain On Me by Lady Gaga. Fred, I know you love some Gaga.
I do. I like Applause.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Right. Right.
Do you know that song?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
love it.
It.
Love Applause.
You don't know it.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Love it.
Right. Well, Rain On Me.
I'm a Gaga fan. I like Gaga.
I do too. Gaga. I think she's very talented.
Gaga doing it right. Gaga not afraid.
All right. Here, let's bring on a man that loves Gaga too. David Vassay. Hello, Dave.
I'm goo-goo for Gaga.
There you go.
There you go.
I was going to set you up like that, but I'd let you have that one, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, he let you have that one, Dave.
Yeah. And it was a big one. Rodney.
That's so big of him. Yeah. So big of him.
My pleasure. Okay. Top of the show, I said this. Hockey's got a plan. They're coming back. Basketball's going to be pretty much done soon. Baseball. I don't think baseball looks good in this, Dave. I think there's too much complaining and squabbling about money and this and that. I think fans just want to get them back on the field, and these guys need to work it out, the owners and the players.
Right, and I love that you said that, Fred. These guys, it's not just the players,
right.
It's not just the owners. Both sides have got to find a way to
get this together
and stop talking publicly, making everybody look bad and really putting a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Thank you.
And the problem is that this has been building up for years, the contentiousness labor-wise between both sides. And in case people are not aware, the collective bargaining agreement in baseball is expiring after the 2021 season. So stop treating this like it's the collective bargaining agreement. This is unusual times that nobody has lived through. That's for sure. That's alive right now. So come on, just find a way to put everything aside, and the owners need to be a little bit more fair as well.
Yeah, Dave, and I said this, and you know, Fred's trying to agree with me now. Fred, you're playing like every side of this fence right here. But I was saying, you know, look, he accused the baseball as the only sport that didn't have any negotiations, and you hit it on the head, Dave, because you said stop doing it publicly. And basketball has their own negotiation. Hockey has their own negotiation. The NFL can wait till they're doing it methodically. But just because you know, it looks like the NBA is ahead of the, you know, Major League Baseball, doesn't mean the NBA are not going through any kind of negotiations. Baseball has just made it public, and I think that the ownership has kind of positioned it so it kind of falls back on the players if there's stalls or this gets delayed or there's, you know, problems with getting started.
Yeah, it's put the players' backs against the wall as far as the realm of public opinion goes. So I don't know. I do believe it's going to get worked out. You just don't want all of this to be spilled out there publicly.
All right, Dave. That being said, have you talked to – well, you talk to them all the time. You do Dodger talk. You talk to players all the time. What are they saying now? What are they feeling? Are they getting excited? Is there anticipation?
Yeah, guys are getting ready, Fred. And really, I think they want more clarification what the health protocols are going to be and the tweaks. I think that's the number one thing for players. I know a lot of people believe it's the money. That's just what we hear publicly. But the players I speak to, they're more concerned about the health and the health of their families. And they're all willing to play. They just still want a little bit more clarification. And I know some players even believe that it's getting out there publicly before any of the information gets to them.
Yeah, do you think that they put these regulations out there the way they did, with no showering, no spinning and all that? Just, I mean, why would you put that in there even though the players are going to balk at a lot of these things?
I don't know, Rodney. That's tough to say why they would go that route, but it's going to be hard to really regulate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to me it's just negotiating ploys. All right, we'll give you on spitting. You each give us $3 million back. You know, that kind of stuff. And that's what is annoying so many people, Dave.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah. I just don't – I understand the reason why people are feeling that way, Fred. But it is a sliding scale, and it's going to be an issue of trying to figure it all out.
Dave, where are you right now? Dave?
Yeah, no. I'm here.
Dave, oh, where are you right now? Are you covering an event of some sort?
I'm actually in the middle of helping the family out, but yeah, we're all good, Fred.
Everybody's good. Okay, well, do you want to go back to the family, Dave? We didn't want to tear you away.
No, we're good, Fred. There's multitasking. What's your question?
That was my question. What are you doing? That's what I wanted to know. I got nothing else,
right? All right, well, we got Andre Ethier tonight at 6 o'clock, all right?
All right.
See you later.
All right. Say hello to his mom for Fred.
Yeah, hey. Hey, say hi to his mom. Tell him to say hi to his mom for me. Penny. Okay. He hung up on us. Kevin, I'd like to ask, what was going on with David, please? I thought he was covering a very critical event, and we interrupted him.
No, he was not covering.
The event was at his household, Fred.
Yeah, he was dealing something with his family, he said, Fred.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought he was covering some baseball-related event.
Because there are so many of those happening right now, Fred.
Well, that's why it was unusual. That's why.
Fred. It's an active household, Fred. It's like, you know, when you think somebody throws a tennis ball at a TV screen.
Ha! That's right. I forgot about that story.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare bring that up. You bite your tongue. My blood pressure was 190 at that point. Pretty good prank, though.
That was really good.
I'll give
really
him that. Good.
Thank God you showed that to me, because my kids tried to do the same one to me.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, maybe a week later after you showed it to me. They tried to do something like that to me. As I already saw the app, it's, you can go on YouTube and get it and the whole deal. So they didn't get it over on me. Thank God I saw it, because I would have felt the same way.
What happened was, as an April Fool's joke, I walked in the house and I heard this commotion, and the boys are yelling and arguing, and all of a sudden I hear something, and it's like smash. So I run in the room. And I look at the TV, and the TV looks like it's been hit with something, and there are lines on it in different colors, and it looks like it's been completely destroyed. It's still up on the wall, but it's like something smashed into the monitor. And I completely freaked out. But I did it in a reserved way. I was calm, but I got a little upset because that was an expensive, giant television.
You were calm without blowing your top as possible.
Yeah, I tried. Yep. And then anyway, they're looking at me, and I'm getting redder and hyperventilating, and they start laughing, and it was right. You could find it on YouTube. And they put it up on the TV so it looked like it was cracked. I tried to block that out, Rodney.
Oh, I'm sorry I brought that back up.
Yeah, that was not a good day. But it was still funny. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it was creative.
Yeah, it was a funny bit. Yeah. Funny bit. Yeah, they're funny kids. I'm not paying for their college. Okay. We've talked about when sports come back and if fans are going to be allowed in or out. Now, we've touched on that. And we mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago that NBC was working on a device, technology, that would allow you at home on an app to actually be part of the game. So if you're watching and you hit the button and it cheers or it boos or it yells or whatever it does, so the home audience would actually be controlling the audio that you would hear in the stadium. It would play through speakers, and it would also play on television. So the fans would still be there, in essence. They just wouldn't be in the stadium.
Wait, so only the home audience controls the crowd noise?
No.
Who? You said the home audience.
Everybody. Whoever's kicking on Sunday Night Football. Right, it's the Chiefs and whoever.
And it'd be the crowd noise that you would hear on your TV, or it would be crowd noise? There wouldn't be crowd noise in the stadium.
Well, I didn't think there'd be crowd noise in the stadium. But now we learn that there can be noise pumped in.
If everybody can do this, right? And you say the Cowboys are playing and everybody hates outside. Well, people love the Cowboys and hate the Cowboys, and enough people that hate the Cowboys get a control of these devices, it might get booed the whole game.
Yes, that's absolutely possible. And you go, I don't believe it. Well, you should believe it, because not only is NBC working on it, but there is a company working on it in Japan. And Rodney, we have a report.
Yeah.
Remote Cheer, powered by SoundUD, is a system to send support remotely, made for anyone who cannot visit a venue due to responsibilities such as childcare or hospitalization, those living in distant places or overseas, or simply those who enjoy public viewing or live streaming at home, possible by using a device such as a smartphone.
All right, Rodney, you hear that sound in the background?
Yes.
Okay, those are people just hitting buttons on an app and piping in sound for her report.
Interesting. Now, what if enough people didn't like her and just started booing?
Well, let's see what happens.
Even during games played behind closed doors or games with a small audience, by using this application, fans can send their support from their homes directly to the stadium. Existing speakers in the stadium can be used, and a more realistic atmosphere can be created through placing dedicated speakers on audience seats.
All right, now does that sound real to you?
Sounds real. Yeah, it sounds real.
And those are people on an app.
Right. I just think that if you got again, you're going to get some hated teams that more people are booing, even when they're particularly the home team.
Right.
Cheering, and if you don't want to cheer, you don't do anything.
No, there's
boo.
You can boo.
You got to show me the boo.
Show you the boo?
Yeah. I don't believe that could be boos.
There's boos.
Or stream online, viewers can tap to send applause, cheers, jeers, claps,
cheers,
and so on to the venue for different situations, such as for goals. Cheers can also be customized based on the competition or event.
There you go.
At Rodney P. Guy.
On Twitter.
At Fred NBCLA.
Rogan and Rodney.
So it's possible, you see?
No, she didn't say booze. She said
cheers.
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 All right, well, we're going to fix that during a break, and we'll play for you again.